Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Arisha, I think it's fair to say there are some people who just cannot be stopped, kind of like with you and milk.
Well, that's a case of someone who shouldn't be stopped. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Okay. Well, it seems like TV host Nick Cannon is also one of those people. No matter what anyone says or thinks about it, he just cannot stop making babies.
Seriously. I mean, back in January, he told us he was expecting his 8th child later this year. And now he's just confirmed there's another one on the way.
Honestly, what's it going to take to stop this madness? I truly don't know.
I don't know if he's just trying to create his own rugby team, but there are 7, so he doesn't even need 8.
Or his own improv team.
Oh, God.
He's trying to bring that back. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, June 9th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So after welcoming 3 children last year and breaking the news that another was on the way this year, we could easily assume Nick Cannon was going to take a little baby-making break, mostly because he told us he was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that break is over. He just announced he's got another baby on the way, which will make this baby number 9 for Nick. So Nick broke the news on Tuesday's episode of the podcast Lip Service. During the interview, host Angela Yee says to Nick, "I gotta ask you about a story we saw. It says you have 3 babies on the way. Is that true or false?" And Nick responded, "Let's just put it this way. The stork is on the way." And added, "I don't know. It could be."
I just, like this is not a rumor to be flippant about. Like,
I know.
Is it true? Did you knock up a bunch more people? Like, what's going on here? Then he joked about breaking his personal record, saying, "If you thought the numbers I put up in 2021, wait until we get to 2022. And in January of this year, Nick announced on his talk show that he was expecting a baby with model Brie Tiasi. Now, Nick already has 7 children with 5 different women. He first had twins back in 2011 with his ex-wife, Mariah Carey. a boy named Moroccan, a girl named Monroe. And then he later had two children with model Brittany Bell, a son named Golden in 2017, and a daughter named Powerful Queen in December of 2020. And then in June of last year, Nick welcomed twin sons Zion and Zillion with model Abby De La Rosa. Then later that month, he had a son named Zen with model Alyssa Scott. Very tragically, Zen died of brain cancer at 5 months old in December.
So sad. So while on the podcast, Nick did not reveal who the mother of his new child would be, but some fans think it's got to be Abby De La Rosa, who he said he has twins with, Zion and Zillion. Last Friday, Abby announced on her Instagram that she's pregnant again, but she didn't confirm who the father is. She posted a photo of herself posing in front of huge balloons that spell out baby.
And for anybody that was left wondering, she left all doubt out when she wrote in her caption, I'm pregnant.
Yep.
Another set of twins, ! That's terrifying. One child is terrifying.
Yeah.
Twins, another set. God. But then she told her followers to find out more by subscribing to her OnlyFans page, which you gotta love the self-promotion.
I guess, yeah.
We're all out here trying to make money, you know? It's capitalism. But later she confirmed that she is expecting a baby girl in late October. She was also asked on her OnlyFans if she knows any of the other women Nick's had kids with and said, yes, only one of them. She's a beautiful human being and I wish her nothing but the best in this forever journey we're a part of. And added, the rest of the women I don't know and never met, but I wish them all the best as well.
I will say this like seems to be the narrative here. Like they're all like, you know what? Do you? And that's cool. And like no one's feuding over it, which I love.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all consenting adults and they are doing what they want to do, presumably.
Yeah. If you're going to repopulate the earth, you might as well do it amicably, you know?
And here I was thinking the earth was too populated as it is.
Well, until the reset, which is coming, I'm sure. So whether or not Nick is the father of Abby's next baby, he's clearly still reproducing. And there may be a simple explanation as to why. During his lip service interview, Nick told one of the hosts, Angela, he doesn't use condoms during sex, saying, I don't have sex with anyone that I don't think I need to be protected from. Angela also asked Nick what he'd do if the woman he was with insisted on using a condom, and he responded, then we need to step back and have a whole other conversation. What?
I absolutely hated these lines.
Hate it. This is just insanity.
Coming from, I mean, I used to be in health education and did a lot of teaching on like sexual health, and I just, the idea that it's like, oh, we need to have a whole other conversation because a person wants to have safe sex is like, you got a lot of nerve, Nick.
Yeah. Here's the conversation. Would you like me to get you an Uber?
There it is.
Get out of here.
He's Nick Cannon. I'm sure he can afford his own. Get out. But Nick said when he was younger and was hooking up with chicks after the show or from the club, it was condoms all day long. Don't love the innuendo there. But he said he's in a different place in his life and treats sex differently. He said, I'm at a point in my life where I don't have pointless sex, and said, this needs to be something. We need to reach a certain level emotionally, spiritually. He also admitted not using condoms during sex is probably why it ends up in children, which is kind of like, do you know how sex works?
He's a scientist.
Probably. And he added, because I'm not interacting with and I'm not engaging with anybody that I don't have a true love with and want to build something with. So
listen, STDs don't give a shit about true love, okay? If you're out here having sex with multiple people without a condom, then these women should be questioning it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody should be.
The idea of somebody being like, I don't use condoms is like, okay, bye.
I can't get over the door. That's probably why it ends up in children. Like, what is he talking about? He did mention a stork. Maybe he thinks that's real.
I wouldn't be surprised because it just seems like delusion is playing here a lot.
Yeah. He's like, it's either storks or lack of condom. We're not 100% sure.
Yeah. 50-50 shot, really.
So Nick's not into wrapping it up. But last fall, he did try another method of birth control. Celibacy. On the Drink Champs podcast last October, Nick said he's, quote, getting my celibacy on, and then later shared on his own talk show that his therapist told him he needed to chill out. He said he had decided to try abstaining from sex for a while, but clearly that did not last.
Yeah. So after Nick said the stork is on the way during his recent lip service interview, Angela asked the question we've all been wondering for so long. What happened with this whole therapy celibacy? And Nick responded by saying he was supposed to make it to the top of the new year, but didn't even make it to January. Mm-hmm. He then talked about his son Zen's death and how that changed things. He said, obviously, I started going through some stuff. I got depressed with the loss of my son. So in December, the thing is, everybody saw I was so down. So everybody was like, let's just give him a little vagina and that's going to cure it all. Why did he stop going to this therapist? Because I don't think a therapist is going to say, just get some little vagina.
Well, I mean, he has his friends to say that. He doesn't need a therapist. But what the hell is happening here?
I want to know these friends that
exactly
are like
enabling him.
Yeah.
That's like if you're in rehab, okay, let's say for cocaine, and your friends are like, you know what? It's been tough. Let's just give them a little cocaine. No, stop it. So Nick may not be celibate anymore and clearly is not into condoms, but he may be looking into getting the old snipperoonie. On an episode of E's Daily Pop last month, Nick said, I already went and got my vasectomy consultation and added, I ain't looking to populate the earth completely. That's so weird because I just said that.
He just wants to populate 5/7 of the continent.
Just a little bit.
He also said, I'm definitely looking forward to taking care and loving all the children that I currently have. And in a recent Father's Day commercial for Aviation Gin, Nick jokes with owner and actor Ryan Reynolds about his expanded family. Mm-hmm. In the commercial, he makes a drink with Ryan called the vasectomy and jokes, Lord knows I need one.
Yeah. So Nick may or not stop having kids. We don't know. But he does seem to love being a father. I will say that about him. That is great. He's taking care of them. In a recent listening event for his new mixtape, Raw and B, which I got to say, Raw has a new meaning now for me.
Yeah. Yep.
Nick spoke to People and said, every day I just wake up excited as a father and added, I'm so excited about all my kids.
Mm-hmm. He said he's excited constantly from every aspect of it, from them getting Citizen of the Month awards in the first grade to the birth of the new ones. He even said he still gets anxious every time a new baby's on the way, saying, you get nervous every single time, because it's a miracle. It's God working. But he added how important it is to stay in agreement with his partner to make sure everything operates in the proper way.
I mean, I feel like at a certain point, and we may have passed that already with Nick Cannon, it's just irresponsible. Even if you're taking care of them or financially able to take care of them, like, this world is truly a dumpster fire.
The earth does not need additional population at this point.
No.
We are already, like, destroying all of our resources exponentially quickly. Mm-hmm. But I just, when he's, like, talking about how excited he is, he's got babies with different women.
Yeah.
And so he can't physically be there for all of these babies at the same time. And it's like,
that's true.
I'm sure the women are at home doing all the heavy lifting and you just kind of get to flit in and out. And it's just like, I mean, they're all adults. They made these decisions.
Right.
They know what they're doing. It's just a lot of decisions I would never make.
Yeah. And at some point, we all have to take a step back and say, what would Arisha Skidmore Williams do?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Finally.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.